Great day, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Elite performance is a standard that very few achieve. I mean, let's face it, if it were easy, everyone would do it. So why do teams need more elite performers? And what does it cost to become an elite performer? We're going to talk about that and more today. Let's get ready to lead above the grind. Great day, everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Coffee with Rhonda show, where I am hoping we managed to minimize the crazy technical difficulties that we had last week and do a little bit better this week. So I am want to welcome all of you to your cup full of inspiration, revelation, and wit for today's Savvy Leader. So we are into season 7. This is episode 80 of the Coffee with Rhonda show. And we're super excited to have you all here with us. Before we introduce our co-host and our guest, we are going to just ask you to do a couple of things. Number one, if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please visit coffeewithrhondashow.com and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And take a moment to like and share this video, because there is someone out there who will get something out of this message and they will appreciate you for sharing it with them. So my name is Rhonda Y. Williams and I'm your host of this show. And I am what I like to call an RSOL, or a recovering stressed out leader. And so today we are going to talk more about elite leadership. And don't mind us, we've got folks bouncing around and in and out, and it's a little bit crazy, but the show must go on, so we will keep it moving. So today, I really believe that we must modernize leadership, right? We've got to start to look at leadership a little bit differently so that it includes the components of well-being and growth. And so I am also the founder of Leadership Above the Grind Mentoring and Coaching Academy, where we do global work to help leaders become elite at every level. So I am really, really excited. So today in my cup, I have, this is my cup that I picked up when I was in Qatar. And so it's super jazzy and cool and very colorful, and it just makes me feel good. So that's the cup that I have today. And in my cup, I have more of my coffee that I had when I was in Ecuador. So that's what's happening with me. I see folks out there. Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining. We'll get to you all in just a second.